there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Once again, I'm reflecting on my 20 years of scuba diving today because I just realized yesterday I've been a certified diver for 20 years. It was one of those things you just kind of miss, but it was like this is a milestone for me personally. So I'm reflecting on some of my most memorable dives. Feel free to do so yourself at 888-88-SCUBA or email us at info@scubaradio.com. Contact us through the Scuba Radio Facebook page, whatever form of communication you prefer.
Smoke signals.
Yeah, that would work, too. We'll take that. However, there is a lot of other stuff going on, so we're going to divert just a little bit right now into the free diving world. Now, this weekend in Orlando, where we're based out of, is a show going on called the Surf Expo. Now, what makes the Surf Expo unique and worthy of our coverage?
Indentured servants.
Excuse me?
Surfs?
No.
Surf, originally like freed surfing. By Catherine the Great, I think.
Oh, you know. Bill.
No?
Surfers. Yo, dude, what's up, man?
Surf with hey, a U. I'm sorry. I thought you were pronouncing it with an E. My mistake.
Yeah. Well, we celebrate that show next week.
Okay.
But the Surf Expo going on. Now, what makes this unique, not only does it have the surfers, they have some dive-related businesses exhibiting there as well. It's a trade event, but this is where everybody comes together from clothing stores around the world, water sports stores, to purchase their water sports line, their swimsuits that they put in the store. So they have
Surf Expo all over the country. All the clothing manufacturers come in. All the clothes that are on exhibit can fit in one suitcase.
It turns out. Yeah. Well, it's a swimsuit show.
Yeah, pretty much.
What it ends up being. And they have more models than any other trade show, literally in the United States, if not the world. It's quite a spectacle. And, of course, I went there Thursday to conduct research, as I do every year, just to see what are the latest trends, to make sure we're properly attired when we're out and about. What?
I've seen some of these models, and none of them wear any clothing that we should ever wear. Most of them are girls.
Hey, I don't know about you, but I can work.
Some of them just dress as girls.
I can work a two-piece. wait, that isn't how I meant. I don't know. You know what? We can edit that. We dump that, right? Okay, good.
That's the advantage of live radio. However, we can always do that.
You know, Martin Stepanek, world record free diving champion.
Nice segue.
And he has several records, is at the Surf Expo. You're still there, right, Martin?
Yep.
Still there. He doesn't really know what to say at this point.
No, I try to be out of that conversation.
Yes, I don't blame you. He's a newlywed. He just got hitched to Nikki there a couple months ago, right? It's been a couple months now?
Only a couple weeks, actually.
A couple weeks? Well, there you go. Time flies. Or, well, actually, it's dragging out really long. I don't know. Welcome to the club of married life, my friend. But anyway, I digress. You're there at the Surf Expo actually turning some people on to free diving. I know you're talking about the free diving watch that you do there with Oceanic and sharing some of your skills, putting on some seminars there at the expo, right?
That's right. Essentially, a lot of the free divers, they're actually surfers or engage in some other in-water activities like kite surfing or paddle boarding and something like that. And it's the other way around as well. A lot of surfers try to go free dive when there are no waves or something like that. So essentially, we're here to kind of bridge the gap between a few of these industries.
Yeah, well, yeah, I was actually talking to Martin there Thursday at the show, and a surfer guy comes up, and he goes, you know, dude, like when I weigh, you know, when I wipe out, I mean, I can hold my breath 30 seconds if I'm lucky, or I'm going to die. I'm like, dude, look at me. Martin took me into a pool, and I held my breath for over 3 minutes. If he can take a schlub like me, and surely he can do more with you. So you're kind of bridging that gap, like you said, turning these people onto these techniques to make them better free divers and possibly better surfers, whatever application they want to use it for, right?
That's correct.
Now, you have done a couple of, exhibitions there at the Surf Expo, have you not? Have you been doing, like, a little thing to show people how you can hold your breath for several minutes?
Yeah. That was the plan. We wanted to do it, but unfortunately, somehow due the technical difficulties with the logistics, they, instead of the pool we had where we could do this presentation, they built us a fish tank. Instead, that was rather dirty, and we're a little bit afraid to actually get the visitors into the pool and risking ear infection or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, well, that sounds better than thinking that. You see, I figured you didn't want to do it because all the bikini models would throw you off your game, and you'd be down there trying to hold your breath. I mean, I know you don't want to say that out loud because your wife is there,
we've
back.
We've tried that with some of our own mermaids, haven't we?
We tried to throw him off his game many years ago at Ocean Fest. Yeah, that was one of those most. But you know, Martin is so focused. He still, even though I had two beautiful mermaids swimming around him to try and knock him off. No, he's just too focused. He still did 8 minutes. Hold in a pool?
Couldn't you just hold your breath anywhere? Do you have to be underwater to hold your breath, or could you just hold your breath? Because I know my daughter can hold her breath for like 4 minutes before she turns blue and then passes out whenever I don't give her ice cream when she asks.
But only when
she's two.
Yeah, that is
She became pretty good doing those bread holds. 4 minutes, man. You have to deny her ice cream very often. Then.
Yes. Yeah, well, Martin, I don't think that's one of your techniques is to get mad and just say, I'll show you. That isn't how he
relaxes.
That's
how he started, though. He doesn't talk about this story a lot. It's how he started.
I don't know. I'm not so sure about that. But, Martin, how many world record free dives or different categories do you hold now? What is the – it's like 12 or something or crazy? It's in the crazy.
Yeah, over my career, it's a little bit over a dozen of world records. But recently, actually, I hold none. I just lost my last world record last year. And my biggest competitor, Herbert Nietzsche, just broke it by 6 feet. And I'm going to try to retake it back within the next 3 weeks. Actually, I'm flying out to Egypt this Friday, and I have a couple of weeks for acclimatization, and then I will try to dive deeper than him, which should be about 412 feet.
Holy cow.
412 feet on a breath of air. That's just swimming down, too. No sled?
No sled. No elevator racing. Just swimming down, swim back.
Wow. So how long of a time do you figure that will take to swim down to 412 feet and back?
It'll be a little bit below 4 minutes. I'm trying to target like 3:45.
3:45. All right. Well, yeah, but you can hold your breath for like over 8, 10, 12 minutes. That's a cakewalk for you, right? A little different.
No, yeah, I can hold my breath much longer than that, but that's without moving. This is a hard work throughout the whole, you know, 3.5 to 4 minutes.
Yeah, well, you got this whole thing when you get past like a couple hundred feet, doesn't your lungs fill up with blood and you turn into some kind of whale-like creature or a giant amoeba? I don't know. What happens to you physically when you go down that deep?
Something very similar you have mentioned, actually. Once you are holding your breath for such extended time, diving into these depths, your body starts going through certain physiological changes. Like you say, it tries to protect your lungs from collapsing by filling up depth with plasma. And plasma is incompressible, so therefore your lungs cannot really compress anymore, cannot collapse and be damaged. Also, your heart rate slows down significantly, so you kind of preserve the oxygen so it doesn't beat as fast as it normally would during the same workload on dry land. Your blood gets redistributed from unimportant parts of your bodies like legs and arms that can work without oxygen, and it's concentrated more in the organs that need a continuous supply of oxygen, like your brain and heart, and some other crazy things.
Yeah, a few crazy. Yeah, you have like near death experiences. All kinds of crazy stuff happens when you get down that deep, don't you?
not really, but I know it sounds crazy.
No talking fish, anything like that, or just no telling, I guess, right?
Yeah, no, I didn't have such an experience during freediving. That may be one of the moments of my life when I've seen these things, but not on freediving.
It sounds like it was booze-induced. I've been there, done that. Yeah, all right, well, there you go. You can go to Martin's website. He has one that is set up specifically for these records, stepanek2011.com. That's stepanek2011.com for his record in Egypt. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
She is home to the oldest protected rainforest in the Western Hemisphere, the largest brain coral in the world, and she's considered the true jewel of the Caribbean Sea. Her sparkle will live in your memory long after you have left her shores. Tobago is her name, and she is now calling for you. Pristine coral reefs teeming with rich marine life are just the beginning. Find out why this is so in Tobago by going to visittobago.gov.tt. That's visittobago.gov.tt.
Make your depth 150 feet, 10-degree down bubble.
150 feet, 10-degree down bubble.
Aye, sir. Chief of the watch, sound the dive alarm. Pass the word along to 1MC. The main valve's tank bin.
Aye, sir. Passing the word.
I want to feel alive, knowing to drive, so I can dive. I want to dive today. I want to dive today.
That's bad.
I want to dive today. I want to dive today.
So I got an email this week. You know, it is lobster season down here in Florida spiny lobster season, and I got a very creative picture from our buddy Dennis, who's one of the Scuba Radio super fans, hangs out in Facebook and in the chat room here and there. But I'm pretty sure the picture is from Asia. And an artist in Asia has taken a lobster shell and turned it into a model of a motorcycle. That's the ultimate in recycling right there, isn't it? Look at that. That is impressive.
Would that be a soft tail?
He'd used a crab.
Thank you, Bill, for being the only one in the studio that got that joke.
Yeah. Well, the only thing I didn't like what Dennis put on here, he said, is Greg, is this how the lobsters are getting away from you? They're forming themselves into a chopper. And
that is pretty cool looking.
That is wild, isn't it? So now maybe you...
Paul Jr., by the way.
Maybe you should do that. Yeah, who would have thought, you know, you could take your leftover lobster parts after you detail them and turn them,
is that
turn
a
them
euphemism?
Into artwork. That's a good thing. Maybe we should do this. Could you do something? This would be a nice little craft project for you, Bill.
That would be perfect for me.
To do while I'm away in Saba, enjoying the...
This is what I will do. I will refabricate all of the lobsters you ever brought me back from any of your dive trips, and I will take their shells and I will fabricate them into something really nice for you.
Hey, Greg, look, here's a ghost. But
it's a stealth lobster.
The only negative I can see with that is the amount of time it would take to do something like that.
And then you have to go diving for a certain lobster because I need something that looks like a carburetor.
Well, that. But it would really be stinking by the time got done with it, because that would take some serious hours.
Well,
you're trying to glue an antenna to make a shock.
Yeah.
And it's a...
I think they probably boil them to clean them.
Yeah, they boil
them. Probably do
that,
something like
see, that. That one's very pink. So it's been boiled and cleaned and washed.
Still, we kind of have that fishy smell.
Actually, to me, it looked a little orange, but I figured you were a little low on red ink in your printer.
Well, that could be too. No, I think that's pink. I think I'm going with pink. All right, so 20 years of diving. Just realized it yesterday. Reflecting on some of my favorite dives. I've shared a few. Bill, you've shared a couple. CJ and Jimmy, you know, I certified these guys once I became a dive instructor. What did we figure that was? How long ago?
That was 96.
No, you became a dive 2006. Instructor.
2006.
In 2006.
Right. Okay.
Or so 2005. It could have been 2005, 2006 in that.
We were 06.
You were 06, but I think that he got his certification
5 years,
in
thank you.
Nicely done.
Five years, thank you.
All right.
And you too.
Hats
someday
off,
we'll be advanced.
It's not 20, but it'll do.
We're way younger than you, too. So.
It'll do, Pig. It'll
drinks
do.
For everybody.
Give us a chance to catch up, man.
Most memorable dives. What do you think? Well, for you, CJ.
Mine?
Got a few.
That's easy.
Ahead.
That was on the Turks and Caicos. I think it was Explorer Ventures.
Sure, right.
Live aboard.
Yeah, that was a good one.
January 08. It was a Friday morning, second dive of the day.
Yeah.
And
so you remember nothing about this?
No, I'm just kind of winging it. I have a lot of pictures, too, courtesy of you. And you have a little bit of video of this.
Yeah, I do.
We drop down over the wall about 70 feet, and these reef sharks are just cruising and hanging out like little dogs. Because I guess it used to be a feed site.
That's right. It was a feeding station for a shark dive. They quit feeding many years before.
I mean, it's always a thrill when you see a shark.
But that was one of your first times.
This was like three or four of them for like 30 minutes continuously. It was like going through the shark encounter at SeaWorld.
Right. And yeah, I have video.
I could have touched him, but I didn't want to freak him out. So
yeah, I have video of CJ looking at the camera, giving me the shocker. You know,
that wasn't the shocker. That was the devil horns.
Oh yeah, that's what I meant.
Or if you listen to Ronnie James Dio's grandmother story, the Maloik.
The Maloik?
Only the diehard metalheads will get that.
Okay. Well, that's...
It's a universal symbol for heavy metal.
Of course.
This rocks. That was my best way I could express awesome that was.
Well, I feel much better about that now that I realize that's what it was.
Oh,
you weren't making a pass at me.
No. That was later.
That's why I remembered it.
I think your suggestion of the hand gesture that he made is not necessarily intended for members of your gender. It would be shocking, but... I'm not sure what to say.
I can't believe you took my favorite dive memory and sullied it this way.
Yeah. Well, that's what, you know, as your dive instructor, I'm allowed to do that.
Oh, but no, wasn't that for me, that was awesome. I also saw... On that trip, spotted eagle rays, which I hadn't seen before, and just tons of critters.
Yeah.
Dolphin, the wild dolphin.
Yeah, exactly. That was very unique.
You're
that was
in
a
that
great
picture.
Dive.
Yeah.
That was one of the first dives of the week, too.
Yeah.
And
I think that was like Tuesday.
Yeah.
Or something.
Well, it was the beginning of the trip, yeah. And it was like,
that was probably the first dive Greg went on. Greg doesn't catch all the dives
that
anymore.
That was before he tried to get me stung like Steve Irwin style by the stingray. There's a picture and some video also. He's trying to get my picture next to the stingray that's buried in the sand. And
right.
I come up, I kneel down kind of next to it. And he's like, give me the motion with his hand. No, closer, closer. And you see me just shaking my head. No, hell no.
Yeah,
let's just respect the animal. Leave it alone. We'll get our picture. No, Greg's like, no.
Come
I don't
on,
what you want me to do. Roll it up and put it in my wetsuit.
I do. I was like, come on, you wuss. What do you want a nice picture or not?
Put my knee on its back. Basically ensuring that I'm going to get stung.
Yeah, but it would make a great picture. So, you know.
I think you're undervaluing the picture.
The value of the
CJ
picture.
Is what the problem
yeah,
is.
Exactly. I need to look at the big picture. I'm being selfish about this, aren't I?
Yeah, you that's are. What
putting,
it is.
Very putting much. My own well-being before a picture.
Damn you, CJ.
But no,
be
that,
a team
that,
player,
that,
will
that,
you?
That, and the other one was the manatee dive in Weekiwachee, the springs.
Right.
That was very cool.
What happened on that one?
There was manatee.
It's like there was. It was yesterday.
It was very cold.
We were a week. Well, that's right. And we had
like around Thanksgiving or
yeah,
something.
Yeah. I remember that. There were mermaids and stuff doing their show, right?
I remember
that.
Yeah.
You guys are making stuff up at this point.
No. CJ remembers it. I just like your first dive, you said, was very memorable. And I remember that one, too.
Yeah.
How'd that go? Where was that?
That was at Wiki.
Right. Exactly. That's what I mean.
He's got Alzheimer's.
But I got CJ and James and Bill to fill in those blacked out points.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Radio show devoted to diving. We're going to check in with Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine here in just a bit. He had crossed paths with Single Scott there in the Turks and Caicos.
On purpose?
Picture.
Just so we understand exactly what happened.
They were blown together.
Did they cross swords or did they cross paths?
No, they were blown together thanks to Hurricane.
That's a little different.
Hurricane.
Don't cross the swords.
No, what was it? Hurricane
blown together.
Which
what?
One in the Turks? What were talking about? Scott.
Turks and Caicos.
Yeah, Turks. No, I know, but what was the name of the hurricane? I forget.
That was Irene.
Yeah, Irene was blowing through the air or blowing through the Turks and Caicos when Scott was on the Turks and Caicos Explorer Ventures boat. And
can someone
and
make
Beatty,
sure that CJ's breathing?
I'm very
concerned for his welfare.
Well, from Dive Training Magazine, was in the area diving that week as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they had hung out a little bit and.
Well, because they had to get off the boats and get inland and,
right.
and hunker down and then be sent out into the storm with a bottle.
Right. Yeah. And Jerry's been he's been traveling around like a maniac, like he always does. So I figured, hey, let's check in with him and see what he can add to the show today. I think he's been diving about 20 years, too. I'm just going to give him that much of a benefit because he probably doesn't want to date himself, I'm guessing. Because after that, you're like, you know, do you want to keep celebrating?
I think he likes women.
What's that?
Nothing.
Okay. Are you?
You said he didn't want to date him.
What is he, a plant?
What do you mean?
Self-pollination.
You guys, come on. Quit it. But anyway, we'll connect with him here in just a bit. Maybe get some of his highlights of his dives, because he has much more experience diving around the world than I do. But we've had some together.
And it's getting to be more and more exciting to meet people that have more experience diving around the world than you, because you've got so much. When we talk to somebody who's got more experience, that's actually saying something at this point.
Well, I don't know.
When we started the show, no. But now, yeah, that means something now.
Well, I'm lucky.
Greg, in the last year, you've been to Fiji, you've been to Maldives, you've been to the Galapagos.
Tobago.
Tobago.
Lake Titicaca.
Toboggans.
I have not been to...
Lake Titicaca.
I have not been there.
Your life is complete. Don't worry about it.
All right.
You're doing okay.
But I went to the Galapagos with Terry Beatty, and that was one of those most memorable dives. We'll talk about it next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
All right, so I'm in the Galapagos with Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine. We're on the Explorer Ventures boat, and we get to dive with killer whales. And, you know, when you tell this story, it almost doesn't sound real, and a lot of people go, come on, you're yanking my chain. But it really, this is exactly how it happened. We do this dive. And the dive itself was spectacular in the sense that there were manta rays all over the place. You couldn't look any direction without seeing another manta ray, either in the water at depth or on the surface. They were just floating around. These massive 12, 14 feet wide mantas are swimming along. And so we do this dive, and, you know, I'm just kind of awestruck. I'd never seen so many mantas, almost to the point where, like, oh, there's another manta. Eh, what's the big deal? It's a manta ray.
Did you walk across their backs to shore?
I'll tell you what. There were some spots where you might have been able to pull that off, actually. It was pretty remarkable. And then we had mini mantas that were literally jumping up out of the water. So you didn't even have to be underwater to see a manta or part of the, you know, their species, a smaller manta, a mini manta. I don't know. There's a different type of species name for these smaller manta looking like critters.
I'll bet you there is.
Yeah, but we'll call them mini mantas for the sake of argument. So we have this spectacular dive, and I'm diving with three other people. Jerry wasn't with my dive group at that moment. He was on another panga, one of the other dinghies that was diving. We were doing two boat dives, but I was with these three other guys, and me and my dive buddies, we all kind of came up together. We do our safety stop at 15 feet, and sure enough, I'm like, all right, I'm ready, I'm clear. My computer says, go ahead and surface. I'm going to go up and ditch my gear and get in the boat, guys. And I slowly come to the surface, followed by my dive buddy, and by the time he cracks the surface, I'm already starting to get my gear off. And he looks at me, he goes, Craig, behind you, killer whale. And we talked about on this boat how rare it would be to see killer whales, even in the Galapagos. Very rare sight to see a killer whale. But it happens like once or twice a year is what the dive masters had told us. So when he said that, I said, okay, yeah, right. Like, I'm going to fall for that one. But sure enough, I turn around and I look and I see this big black fin. And I'm like, what? You're kidding me. That does look like Shamu. Swimming like 20 feet away, and I'm like, oh my God.
Not Tilikum.
It was Shamu. It was
Shamu.
Okay. Sure. But and sure enough, I hand my gear to the guy in the boat. He goes, yeah, we got killer whales. Hurry, hurry, get in the boat. And they all the guys get up in the boat and they go, Greg, you won't believe this, but as soon as you started to surface, 8 killer whales swam right behind you. And literally just, you know, almost they touched my buddy. They swam up and literally rubbed up against him, his fins. And he said, but you had your back to the whole thing. And they swam right, 8 massive killer whales.
I've seen that picture on the internet, Greg. It's photoshopped.
No. There was no pictures of that moment. But there is video because once we got up on the boat, we kind of followed this pod of killer whales that had literally chomped down on a manta ray. They had just munched down on a manta ray, and they were chasing a sea lion and kind of like grabbing them and letting them go like a game of cat and mouse.
Playing
with the sea lion, and we got to kind of cruise along at idle speed and watch these killer whales play with this.
Have brunch.
Yeah, and they come up and look at us.
Do they flip them over like an omelet?
They would. They would kind of grab him and, like, flip him up in the air, and he'd jump. You know, he was still alive, but you could tell he'd been nipped at a little bit. It was like they were just playing with him, like a play toy. It was
If I can put this into perspective that you may not have put into perspective yourself.
Okay.
There's the manta ray, which we've described as 12 to 14 feet across.
Yes.
And there's a seal, which is 5-6 feet.
Yeah, I'd say that. Well, it's probably maybe 6-7 feet. It was a big boy.
Okay. So you think you were too little to interest the orca?
Well, I don't
because
know.
I'm thinking you're in that size range of a seal. Definitely bigger than a seal pup.
I think
they eat like popcorn chicken.
I think the killer whales are smart enough to know we're not food.
Excuse me?
We don't taste good, Bill.
Evidently, they had plenty of option to take one of us, but they didn't. And they swam right by us. Actually, when we started following the killer whales and watching them, you know, watching this behavior unfold in front of our eyes, which was just mind-boggling, one of the people on the other boat, on Jerry's boat, jumped in the water because they said, oh, my God, I can swim with killer whales. This is amazing. So he jumps in with his snorkel and a camera, and all of a sudden the whales stop. They just kind of stop, and one of them kind of cruised up right next to him and just kind of hovered. And kind of eyeball them, like,
They are notoriously suspicious of the paparazzi.
I believe you're right. And
I remember that from the Free Willy premieres.
I'm guessing it wasn't by pure coincidence that the guy quickly changed his tack and jumped up out of the water into the boat faster than any person I've seen dive.
They're called killers for a reason. Move. Killer.
Yes.
Actually, orca actually call us poop sausages.
Really?
Yes. We have a tendency to poop our drawers when we see them in the water.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so...
And that's not tasty.
It was a remarkable experience. I will never forget that dive. And that was with, you know, it was partly on the surface when we're following them, too. But we had several of those type of experiences in the Galapagos because there is so much to see, not only underwater, but above water. And actually just in the Maldives a few weeks ago. Well, you know, I did a day of diving, and I had five whale sharks. Five whale sharks.
That's crazy.
It's insane.
Now, you weren't in the water for all five, right?
I was, yes.
Actually. Son of a dagnabbit.
Now, when I was in the Galapagos, we saw a whale shark. It actually came right up next to the dive boat and hovered by the dive platform of this big liveaboard for about 10 minutes. And I did not get in the water. I just watched it from the surface. So I had never been, it was the first whale shark I'd seen in the wild. First whale shark I'd seen anywhere, for that matter. I wasn't in the water. I wasn't diving at the time. And the water was so cold at that time of year when we were in the Galapagos, I really didn't want to get in the water. So, and I figured I'd probably
see him. This is the coolest damn thing, but I got to tell you what, the water's too damn cold.
Well, it was when we were there, for me, personally. But I figured we'd see more whale sharks there in the Galapagos. This is at the beginning of the week. Sure enough, we did not. That was the only whale shark we saw. And so I was kind of bummed that the only thing I did not see or get to experience in the Galapagos was swimming with a whale shark. So when I went to the Maldives, sure enough, marked that one off the list times five. Because that was definitely a zen moment when I'm swimming along at about 10 feet with a 30-foot whale shark, and I look across the way to the dive guide, and I give him the devil horns.
Not the shocker.
Wait a minute. No, it was devil horns. You're right. It was devil horns. No, it was this. It was the hang loose. That's right. It was hang loose. Yeah.
That's what you do after the shocker.
No, that was the call me underwater. Hey, call me.
And but that was a moment that, you know, I'll never forget. And, you know, as divers, we're very fortunate to have those type of experiences. That's what you're looking for. And they may be short little 10-second encounters or a time that you have sharing with another dive buddy, you know, or what. But you know, 20 years of diving, you're bound to have a few. But it doesn't have to be 20. It can be 5 years. It really doesn't matter. As long as you get underwater, eventually, if you do it enough, you're going to have some experiences that you'll be able to share with your friends and family for the rest of your life. That's what it's all about, is it not, my friends? Come on.
Absolutely.
Amen.
That's what Scuba Radio is about, sharing these experiences with our listeners and what this show was built on. Sharing fish tales with friends, right, Bill?
13 years down the road,
let's grab
finally
hands.
A mission statement.
Let's grab hands right now and sing Kumbaya. Come on.
Kumbaya, my fish, kumbaya.
Ba-ba. Oh, no. That's
all right, whatever.
In the ocean.
Do you have any, Bill? Ocean, do you have any memorable experiences? You haven't had the whale shark thing.
But I have not had the whale shark thing, but I've had some great dives. There's no question. I think my favorite dive of all time was on a liveaboard. In the Bay Islands of Honduras,
oh, yes.
Off of Roatan. I was there with my wife. It's the only liveaboard I've done with my wife. And we were in between the islands. There's a submerged seamount. It's about 40 feet to the top of the mountain. And that was a cool experience. The first time I got to follow a sea turtle around for half an hour, 45 minutes. That was pretty neat.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
So, next week, we broadcast from the island of St. Kitts. You will not want to miss it. We're going to talk to a lot of the dive operators there on the island. And Dan Orr from Divers Alert Network, Mermaid Tony, and a few other friends from that part of the world. Maybe even Nevis, St. Kitts and Nevis. We'll hear all about it next week on the big show.
I just want to clarify something about the pronoun you used.
Okay.
We.
Yeah.
Those of us who will be a part of next week's broadcast, please raise your hand.
Hello.
You bastard. Well, hope you have a great time, St. Kitts and Nevis.
Well, you're welcome.
Is that where Eartha Kitt is from?
I believe so.
Are there many cat women there?
When she goes there, she is a saint.
Rawr.
So we have that 2 weeks from today. However, we will broadcast from the deck of the Caribbean Explorer to Liveaboard. There with Explorer Ventures. That will be an amazing adventure. The next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. So the next two broadcasts are going to be quite special. Do try to listen in and stay up with the class. You'll be rewarded immensely, or at least feel real bad about your lonely existence at home.
Come on, Powerball.
The poop deck.
But, you know, you'll hear this
stuff. I'll be here in the studio. Don't you worry about me.
And it may inspire you to want to come to these parts of the world and do some diving.
You know, it is not a want. We are not lacking in desire.
No.
No.
So, you know, for this article, for this Divers Alert Network article, this Dan member profile that I've been, I'm going to be featured in, the Alert Diver magazine issue that comes out at the DEMA show in November.
And I appreciate the comments you made about us. It was nice of you to mention
No worries. Favorite dive destinations. And under my profile, they asked me that. What's your favorite dive destination?
And I like laying in the tub with bubbles.
Why didn't I think of that?
And a candle.
No, I
That's
said
my favorite.
I said my next dive. And actually,
they go, ha, ha.
Believe it or not, I got that from Sylvia Earle, Dr. Sylvia Earle, who you might see next week there.
Bill. Dr. Sylvia Earle will be at the Rollins College on Wednesday evening. Find out more information at the Winter Park Cooperative.
Yes, but she had I had asked her that question many years ago, and I thought, you know what? That's really a great answer, because that's the same thing for me. I'm always looking ahead, like, what haven't I done? What kind of?
Well, it's easy to say when your next dive's going to be in St. Kitts, and then your next dive's going to be on a liveaboard, and then your next dive's going to be in the Bahamas, and then your next dive's going to be in the Maldives, and then your next
you.
Next dive.
This could be all of you. I'm not keeping you guys from doing any of this stuff. It's just you got to get out there and jump in the water. That's all.
It's all free diving.
Now, Jimmy the Bubble Boy.
Yeah, we need it to be free.
Yeah. We've been reflecting on best dive or most memorable dives. And, Jimmy, yours, you had mentioned during the break, this dive down in Key West. I remember this one.
Yep, Lake.
This was a very memorable dive. And let me help you out just a little bit, because from my perspective.
Uh-oh.
Let me help you out with your fantastic memory.
Jimmy went from one of the coolest dudes on the planet during this dive to one like, are you kidding me? Seriously? And you kind of went the gamut for me. Because we were diving the wreck of the Vandenberg, right?
No.
Yeah, that was the wreck of the Vandenberg down in Key West. And CJ couldn't go dive.
CJ was there. He had a BC issue. His and BC then kept inflating.
So I swapped BCs.
Heavy current problem.
Went back down. Yeah, it was about a knot and a half.
Yeah, it was pretty ripping.
And then I couldn't clear, so I'm just hanging out. You know, I'm hanging out on the rope.
Like
I'm
a flag.
I'm just going to enjoy this and hang out and be underwater. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you do when your dive buddy inflates like a puffer fish? Well, you just push him aside and go down the line.
Right. But we go on down and do the dive, and Jimmy kind of buddies up with me in the group. And we have a really hot dive master guy. I think it was Jackie. I think it was his name. Yeah. And so, you know.
She was.
Jimmy, that was his name?
Jimmy, Jimmy being Jackie the Martin. Single guy that he is, I'm thinking, okay, hey, you know, maybe there could be something going on here. So sure enough, we do our dive at about 90 feet. And they had told us before the dive, hey, give us the signal when you're at half tank, you know. So we do the dive. And we come back to the ascent line, and we start coming up. And all of a sudden, James looks at me, and he looks down at me. I'm below him on the ascent line. It was starting to go back, and goes, Greg, I'm low on air.
No, that's not Greg.
What?
I held up I held up two fingers. I'm like, Greg, two fingers, like 200 pounds. And Greg looks back at me and goes, yeah.
Like, peace, how you doing?
No,
I thought he's waving at
Greg.
Me. Because we're already starting to ascend.
And he was expecting the shocker.
Like, but then I realized, like, wait a minute, he's saying he's low on air. And I'm like, dude, what? And this isn't good. And it, like, we still got like 80 feet to go.
So he points
to
me.
So I'm like, dive master girl, hey, you better sync up with James. He's going to need some air. She comes over and I'm starting to think, now that was one of the best moves I've ever seen.
It was great.
Yeah, I buddy breathed with the hot dive master. James, good move.
Way
to work it. Way to work it.
And then from my perspective, I'm hanging there at 15 feet, right? And I start seeing the bubbles. Oh, they're coming back up. I can't wait to hear about, you know, how awesome a dive this was. And I see Jimmy and I see the girl really, really close to each other. And I go, wow, they're like really hitting it off, because I can't see that they're buddy breathing yet.
Yes.
I'm like, all right, good for him, man. Yeah. And then I go, oh, he's out of air.
No. I got my snorkel tangled in her octopus.
Yes, I bet you did. And so I did. I thought he had really made a great move. Like, well, if you're going to run out of air, might as well be at a time when you have a hot dive master to save you.
You should have feigned unconsciousness on the boat.
But when we got to the surface, I realized he was a little freaking just to dad. I was like, I was out of here, man. I was going to die. I was like, dude, the girl. I don't know. You should have stuck with the story that you meant to do it on purpose. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, I did.
Of course. Okay, that's how it'll be from here on out. It was one of the best single scuba diver moves on the planet.
The next time you hear that story, forget everything you've heard today.
Exactly.
That may not be bad
like
advice
every other
for the show.
Yes. All right, see you from St. Kitts next week. Till then, it's always better.
Down where it's wetter.
You did it, everybody!
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.